KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly sunny skies, 76 degrees in Atlantic at 8:01. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible late. High near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa news, Creston police report several arrests took place heading into and during the Labor Day weekend. Last Friday, 37-year-old Amanda Cunningham of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant charging her with domestic abuse assault. Cunningham was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while she completes a 30-day jail sentence. On Saturday, 27-year-old Chris Fannin of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop. Fannin was charged with OWI second offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sunday morning, 34-year-old Matthew Shearer of Creston was arrested for simple assault. He was later released on a $300 bond. Last night, 27-year-old Kyle Hoadley and 26-year-old Kristen Oliphant, both of Creston, were arrested in the 800 block of Laurel Street in Creston. Both were charged with theft in the fifth degree. Hoadley faces an additional possession of controlled substance charge, while Oliphant faces an additional charge of trespass. They were later released from the Union County Jail after posting a $1,000 and $300 bond, respectively. And earlier this morning, 52-year-old Robbie Dorn of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for OWI second offense. Dorn was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Well, the City Council in Atlantic will meet during a regular session Wednesday evening beginning at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. On the agenda is an order to appoint Gerald Brink to a vacant at-large City Council seat. Public notice was filed earlier with regard to the city's intention to fill the seat left vacant by the resignation of former Councilman Bob Cord, who has moved from the area. And the city's Personnel and Finance Committee has recommended Brink be appointed to the seat. If the council approves the appointment Wednesday, the public may file a petition to hold a special election, but that action must be taken within 14 days of the council's decision. The council Wednesday evening will also hold a public hearing on the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the Bull Creek Culvert Replacement Project, followed by a resolution approving the project, which will serve to replace the collapsed portion of the culvert located just southeast of the intersection of 8th and Walnut Streets. Cost estimates for the project exceed $200,000 and will be funded from bond monies issued for the Bull Creek project. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will hear a request from resident Darcy Coatney with regard to her being allowed to keep a pot-bellied pig at 805 Chestnut Street. During their meeting August 17th, the city's Community Protection and Committee heard from Coatney's neighbor, who complained of the smell and issues with flies at her home, which she said she could not sell because of the odor coming from a home where the pig is located. Following the August 17th hearing, the CPC determined the current ordinance was sufficient to deal with the issue and referred the matter back to the council. Coatney has written a letter to the city stating that police came to her home twice since they got the pig named Pumba at around the same time last year. The visits were with regard to complaints about the animal. The first time was in October of 2015, the second August 10th of this year. Coatney questions why she wasn't told she wasn't allowed to have a pot-bellied pig at her residence in accordance with city code during the first visit by police. Her records show the animal has been neutered and is current on its vaccinations. And finally, the council Wednesday will act on an order to temporarily close designated city streets this Friday, September 9th, for the purpose of holding a homecoming parade. The route is from 10th and Lynn, west on 10th and Chestnut, north on Chestnut to 2nd Street, east on 2nd to Walnut, and then south on Walnut to 6th Street. The streets will be closed beginning at 2:30 p.m. Elsewhere in state news, city officials in the Dallas County City of Perry are considering a growth incentive, no property taxes for 10 years on new homes. City leaders hope the plan will lure builders and potential residents to Perry, which sits within commuting distance of the Des Moines metro area. City Administrator Sven Peterson said Perry hasn't fully recovered from the recession and is losing residents to Adel, Waukee, and other cities. City leaders are expected to approve the plan today. Another Dallas County town, Adel, implemented its tax abatement program in 2011. It has seen 327 new homes built since then, compared with 82 homes in the 6 years prior to the abatement program. A group plans to ask Lee County officials to create a task force to study the impact of increasing the county's minimum wage. County supervisors will discuss the issue at their meeting today. The request came from a group calling itself the Lee County Raise the Wage Coalition. Supervisor Chairman Ron Fedler says he believes the minimum wage is too low, but he also has concerns about the potential impact on small businesses. Supervisors in Johnson County voted last year to raise that county's minimum wage to $10.10 an hour over the next 2 years. Lynn and Polk counties have formed study groups to investigate the impact of a wage increase and make a recommendation to county officials. Omaha city officials say they're working on a panhandling ordinance to address a problem that some people believe has gotten worse. City officials say they're hearing about the problem frequently. City prosecutor Matt Cuse says he's working on a panhandling ordinance that he hopes the city council can vote on by the end of this year. Cuse says the ordinance will need to balance what the community wants with what the Constitution and federal courts have said about panhandling. Steve Frazee, senior program director at the Open Door Mission and local shelter, says giving a panhandler money is like not going to take care of the needs, likely not going to take care of the needs that they have. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is offering a progress report 3 years into its 5-year work plan agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency to clean up the state's waters. Jess Mazur with the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, or ICCI, says many confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, still don't have a Clean Water Act permit.
They have done, you know, a ton of inspections. They've gone after a bunch of manure spills, but nothing has resulted in a Clean Water Act permit. There's still not a single hog confinement in Iowa with a Clean Water Act permit, so that's a problem. One of the things they were supposed to do as part of this work plan was to identify factory farms around the state that they didn't have in their database already.
She says there are more than 5,000 CAFOs that are still not accounted for in the DNR work plan. Mazur says also the EPA needs to take over from the Iowa DNR in order to force the Clean Water or enforce the Clean Water Act and bring those CAFOs in line.
We in Iowa cannot wait longer. Our water can't wait. And DNR has proven for now 3 years that they don't take this seriously and that they're not willing to do their job to enforce the Clean Water Act. So, yeah, it's absolutely time the EPA really steps in and cracks down.
Missouri says all CAFOs should have to have a Clean Water Act permit before they're allowed to operate.
We want every hog confinement in Iowa to have a Clean Water Act permit because, one, they're 5-year permits, so they have to be renewed, which means we can shut down bad actors, and, two, it increases the amount of fines we can give for manure spills. Right now, DNR has a max of $10,000, and that's just not enough. It's become a cost of doing business.
She says permitted operations can face fines of $37,500 per day when they're in violation. Missouri says Iowa is going through a water crisis with a record number of waterways being polluted. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.